very clunky.
Okay, that's good.
And then, yeah, so you can just go back and forth.
Click arrows. All right, my name is Brad Williams from Web Dev Studios. I just want to take a second to appreciate this logo. I never thought I'd ask my graphic designer to wrap a chastity belt around the WordPress logo, but I did, and he did, and I think it came out pretty awesome. Also, make sure you thank Jeff for the awesome weather prediction. Slightly off, not as bad today, but a little bit off from yesterday. All right, show of hands. How many people log into WordPress using with the username of admin? I know there's a few of you. I think Bill Murray says it best. This is a good tip. You don't want to use the admin account when you're logging into WordPress. You can easily change it directly from the database, or you can follow the steps and change it within WordPress itself. The great permission debate. These are the good rule of thumb on the permissions that you should set for your folders and files. Files should be 644, folders should be 755. A lot of times you're going to have to increase the file permissions to allow uploads, so you want to. Basically, I tell people start at 755 on your uploads directory. If that doesn't work, try 775, and if that doesn't work, try 777, and eventually you'll be able to upload a photo. A lot of the shared hosting companies require 777, so it's best to start at the most locked down security setting and go from there. A bad security tip is securing your ATM with tape. You don't want to do that. Another good security tip, you can move your, since WordPress 2.6, you can actually move the WP config file outside of the root directory of WordPress, which essentially means up one directory. When WordPress loads, it initially looks in the root directory. If it doesn't find the config file, it goes up and looks for it there. If it finds it, everything will load. If it doesn't, it'll fail. You can do this on a production site. There's no setting you need to change. It happens automatically. A bad security tip is chaining your car to the wall. That's not really going to work. You can, since 2.6, you can also move your content directory. There's a little caveat. If the plugins that you're using don't use these constants that are set to know where your new directory's at, they'll break. So definitely do this in a development environment first and test out your plugins. Bad security tip, don't put a camera behind a TV. Good security tips, stay current on updates. Obviously, when a new WordPress release comes out, you want to update. When plugins come out, you can check the changelog to see if it's security update or if it's just a new feature. If it's just a new feature and you don't need it, you don't need to upgrade. But if it's security update or a patch, you definitely want to get upgraded. Bad security tip is passing out, I guess. Use secure passwords. In this example, bad password, Brad rocks. Everybody know I'm Brad. Most people know that I rock, so it's easily guessable. You want to make it gibberish, so, and WordPress will tell you when you have it right. So as soon as it tells you you have a strong password, then you got it right. Goodpassword.com is great. Go to the site, click Generate Password, and it'll give you a nice random one. And if you don't use a bad password or good password, you suck. Use security keys. You can set these up in your config file after your site's live. It doesn't matter. If you don't have those, add them into your config file. The only thing you have to do is log back into WordPress if you have cookies set. You can change your database table's prefix when you first install WordPress. That's a good one. Force SSL, which is basically HTTPS, will encrypt everything. Add these lines to your WP config file. We'll force that. And HT access lockdown. If you create an HT access file and drop it in WP admin, you can actually specify the only IPs that are allowed to get to WP admin. So essentially, nobody could even hit the URL unless they're from that IP address. A couple of plugins, WP Security Scan is a good one. It basically makes sure all your permissions are set. WordPress Exploit Scanner will actually scan your database and your plugin files and look for anything that looks suspicious and alert you to it. File Monitor will let you know if any files change. It'll shoot you an email if a file changes. It's a good way to track if you're getting hacked. And Login Lockdown, basically if you fail too many times, it'll lock you out for a period of time. We're all small kittens. We all need a big dog, so make sure you do all these security tips so you can have a big dog around your website. And that's all I got. Thanks.